and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Happy Monday. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this, wow, I can see a little bit of blue sky out there day. I know we had a lot of little fires pop up over the weekend, but boy, we really needed that shower last night. Literally, we gave the area a shower. But with it also came an incredible lightning show. You were probably asleep, but since I didn't go to sleep until 3 o'clock this morning, the lights actually woke me up. What little, you know, time I had started to sleep. And then those cracks of thunder, so much lightning and no thunder. That was weird, but wow, just felt like it was right overhead. But we needed it because now look, we got a little bit of reprieve. I still can't see downtown Reno, but, you know, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye. So glad you're with me. Monica at 991fmtalk.com or the talk and text lines as soon as we open them up, 884-9910. And, of course, always log on to 991fmtalk.com and answer today's poll question. Courtesy of Nissan of Carson City, are you planning on attending any watch parties for the Republican National Convention? I'm sure they're going to be going on, and if you are planning one, please let me know so I can direct people there, so I can tell people where they can go hang out and have a good time. Toast the president. So any of those resources you can get to me and get me the information. So right now on the webpage, 100% of those participating say, hell no. Well, interesting. That's interesting. Let's go over Friday's poll question, though, because we got a lot of great answers. And some of them, I just don't think we'll ever know the truth to. Here's Friday's poll question if you didn't get to participate. What issue would you like to hear more about in local news? Because, again, they just either rehash what National is doing and pressuring local news to do COVID cases. Of course, by now we all know COVID positive tests do not mean hospitalizations and cases of active COVID. And we have so many of those. So they're either doing stuff like that or continuous stories on the food bank, which, you know, nothing against the food bank. Yeah, they need publicizing, but everybody knows that that's a PSA. Everybody knows we should help our fellow man and our neighbors and give to the food bank, because then they trickle that down to all the different food pantries. But stories every other day, it feels like. So here we go. What issues would you like to hear more about in the local news? I really appreciate this one. What makes Nevada special? Beauty, location, appealing to outsiders, economics, weather, demographic. I think that's awesome. I'm going to get to an email from a listener who took a different route. Had to cancel the European vacation, the big one, so just went camping. And oh, the things you see when you're camping. So going back to the list, the people being killed during the BLM Antifa riots. Yeah, you don't see a lot of that. And you don't see a lot of updates on the people. But I will give you a little bit of bright news. If you'll remember the gentleman who was laying in the street during the day, who was kicked in the head by a young man, looked to be about 13 or 14, that gentleman did pass away. But that kid was turned in by his own mother. So that's pretty dang awesome. The gentleman who was kicked in the head in the evening that has been going around on social media, who was sitting up, just kind of dazed after getting beaten up by BLM, somebody came and kicked him in the head. Well, thank goodness for video, because that guy is Khalees Love and he is in custody. The gentleman that he kicked in the head is okay. He's alive. He's got some serious injuries, but he is alive and he's talking about the event. He doesn't know too much because, like I said, he's got some serious injuries there. But Mr. Love, what an ironic last name. He has been arrested. Let's see. A few more of your answers. You don't hear much about what the Democrats aren't doing or saying. Tired of all the Trump bashing. You know, I agree with that. And I think everybody pretty much does after seeing any snippet anywhere of the DNC, of the Democrats' National Convention. Because there was not one real platform or idea for the future, except for, you know, Joe Biden and his mandatory masks. Really? You'd think that we're still going to be wearing masks at the end of the year? I'm trying to get people to get rid of them now. This is not something that I want to be thinking about, but that seems to be his only idea for the future, is everybody wears masks. Unbelievable. Local corruption. Okay. We'll start digging more into that. What Cicilline is doing to kill our state. Well, pretty much everything he does, just him getting up in the morning and making any decision, is basically killing this state. While other states have opened up, it's just amazing. Governor Noem came from South Dakota. She spoke here and wow, what an incredible lady. I wish no ill will on the people of South Dakota, but I really wish we could just switch governors. No masks, and she didn't close down the state. They had a few deaths, but their state is still going. Imagine that. Imagine if we actually had correct numbers. Because even though all the information has come out from the so-called experts, the media still has people in such fear that we can't go back. So is it the media's fault? The politicians' fault? Because people aren't listening to Fauci or Dr. Birx. Now Dr. Birx has even come out along with Dr. Fauci and said, there is no reason whatsoever that we shouldn't be able to vote in person on election day or early voting, which early voting starts October 17th. Remember that day. Get your votes in early. Just know who you're voting for. CDC, the WHO, Western Journal of Medicine, The Lancet. glance at having to pull articles that weren't so truthful. It's almost as if they had all of this planned for COVID-19 and somebody threw a wrench into the plans. And so they've had to backtrack everything. Yeah. The numbers aren't there. I mean, even the NFL had 77 false positives. That was just on Saturday. So why are we still shut down? Why are we shut down when this is, and, you know, my love and grace to anybody who has lost a family member. You know, I lost my father during all this, but it wasn't because of COVID. And my mom made damn sure that it was COVID was not listed, that they did not test him. I mean, that's just ridiculous. That people are being tested even after they pass away. So no matter what they pass away from, heart attack, stroke, cancer, all of these things, they're still going to be listed as a COVID death. But even with all of that, even with the 800,000 cases worldwide, mind you, this is no worse than the flu seasons we get. When did we ever shut this country down? When did we ever do anything that caused people to commit suicide? That caused people to lose everything that they have, to lose their businesses? Children have been stunted. They have literally lost half a year of their lives. We've all lost a half a year of our lives that we are not going to get back. A couple of more answers from the question on Friday. What would you like to hear more about in the local news? Honest reporting not based on your sponsors or party affiliations. That's a good answer. Anything that resembles the truth. Remember Jesus, the truth shall set you free. All the taxpayer money wasted on socialist programs when public infrastructure is not maintained. That is a great answer. Okay. We will definitely look into that because, well, look at any of the programs out there that the city and the state puts money into. Those are not things that your taxes are supposed to be going for. But we can start highlighting that more. How the fraudulent unemployment claims are erroneously inflating the unemployment rate. That's a good suggestion as well. What the Democrats say about us to get a better perspective of why the other side hates us so much. Honestly, I've spoken with enough Democrats that Democrats don't really hate us. Because a true Democrat, that's not AOC, that's not Bernie Sanders, that's not the Bernie Bros, Antifa, BLM. They're hijacking that party. And the people are letting them do it. Pelosi, McConnell, all of these high-profile Democrats that have a different agenda. They want control. They want the control. And so they are just basically lying to their base. Look at every single speaker at the DNC. Michelle Obama, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Obama himself. Every single thing, every single speech that they had, dominated by lies. And yet they believe that if they put that out there as the truth, that you are supposed to believe it. Well, fortunately, there were real fact checkers that were double checking everything, and it was all lies. Biden had to go back to a 2008 speech. I guess they did that because they thought he might be remembering it a little bit. But there you go. These are just a few of the issues that people would like to hear about more in the local news rather than just sponsor stories and nonprofit stories. I love a good nonprofit story, like most people. I love to highlight some organizations. But if we don't know about the serious issues like our infrastructure, our sewer system, and all the other things that are being ignored by the city council, the commission, we don't know until it's too late. And then it costs all of us. All right. That's it for me. Talk and text lines are open at 884-9910. Let's get some truth out there. So whatever you want to talk about today, we'll call it like a free-for-all Monday. Right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your show. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So let's go to the Monty Show right now at 884-9910 and check in with Monty that wants to talk about an incident that happened last night at the park. Monty, what's going on?
A lot of stuff going on, Monica, and I'm not sure what to do about it. And that's why I'm here on the show, because maybe you can ask the question, maybe we can get some answers. I was at the park last night, my Abby, and we were there about 8:15, 8:20, a little late, granted. It was getting dark. And I've got her out. We hear kids up there partying. You can hear bottles flying and breaking up. And this is up at Melody Park up in Scottsdale. And when we go to leave, I get in the car, and turn the lights on, come around the corner. My passenger window was down, and this Hispanic guy come walking up with a gun on his waist with his arms out going like, what are you going to do about it? Walking in the street, pushing me around type thing. So instead of gauging, I took off. I called the police department. No Soto, of course, didn't show. I told the dispatcher you guys weren't coming. So I need to know, what are we going to do to take our parks back?
Wow. That is incredible. The only way that we
was,
can take...
There was a...
Go ahead.
Well, there was a car parked behind him. An older guy sitting in the car, laying way down in the seat. Two young girls in the back seat, and another guy in the passenger seat. Two other people on the other side of that car. There was no way I was going to engage. No way. I was done. Time to go.
Yeah, no, that's what has to happen. You can't... You have to understand, these people do not have a sense of the value of life and what a good life is about. And they have no problem taking somebody else's. I mean, we've seen it with the riots. We've seen it with just the homeless situation. You know, we've seen a lot of murders and deaths in the homeless. So people are going to take advantage with what's going on right now. And the people that are going to take advantage are the criminal element. And with... I mean, who knows if they were even local, because with California and states all across this country releasing criminals, I'm not talking about just, you know, people that had some drug offenses or something that, you know, shouldn't have been maybe put in the first place. I'm talking about hardened criminals. And yet.
Well, I agree.
And yet on the other side, they want to arrest people for not wearing masks. It's just ridiculous.
Or walking outside voicing your opinion. They want to say something. So I'm at my wit's ends. I mean, our parks are not safe. Our streets are not safe. I mean, and I thought when the guy called me back, super nice guy, I said, well, unless you're willing to file this complaint stuff, we're not going to go jack him up. I said, have you thought about just showing up and watching this guy go up and down the street chasing cars out of people? I mean, what is the problem? Have you done that in Sparks? It'd rain terror on that park.
Yeah, we do not and we will not see just local policing as in, actually, I have a listener that emails me all the time about this. You know, why can't we just see police driving around in areas like they used to? They're not out in their vehicles just patrolling areas. And if we would see this, if we could see the police actually show up at a park every once in a while when there are suspicious vehicles around or they get a call of trouble, that would be the good old days. They don't do that. What you have to do, Mountie, what you have to do right now, Monty, is get in the city's face. Well, you can't actually get in their face because they won't talk to people one-on-one. You have to Zoom or send an email or all the other BS that they're putting people through. But file the incident. Don't let it slide. And hold Jason Soto accountable. You know, we have a new city manager now for the city of Reno. So why can't Soto start actually doing something as a police chief and not worrying about what Hillary Sheevy wants? Thank you, Monty, for the call. We'll be back after this. It's really nice to know that we're starting to have locations now in our area that you can and cannot go to. Oh, wait, what do they call those in Michigan? No-go and no-go locations. Is that the way you want Northern Nevada to be? We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Thursday. I know we're still reeling from some... I'm sorry. I just want the week to be over. It's already started. No. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. I'm kind of lost. I didn't get much sleep last night thanks to the lightning and the thunder, but that's okay. We'll have some fun with it. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I've got a couple of emails I want to share with you. And of course, 991fmtalk.com, today's poll question. Are you planning on attending any watch parties for the National Republican Republican National Convention? Love to hear from you. Got a lot of no's. A lot of no's. I think at this point, most people know who they're going to vote for. Because it has been so polarized. People aren't out there really weighing the differences between Trump and Biden. The people that are going to the watch parties who are participating in the get out the votes, those are pretty much people who are just trying to help educate others. Because supporters of Trump know that they're supporters of Trump. But Democrats keep walking away. The walk-away movement for the Democrats is bigger than ever. And as we continue to see the BLM and Antifa go into different cities, different small towns, it's a new small town every week. And do what they do, well, that's just leading more people to walk away because they're tired of this garbage, tired of this absolute garbage. Thank you to everybody who participates in the poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Get a little gauge of what's going on. But I did want to share this with you. So John just sent me an email. Here's my theory. taverns are shut down because they are a place for people to unwind, socialize, let their inhibitions down, and vent. Churches are shut down because they are a place that unifies people and gives them strength and faith. Masks are pushed on us because it dehumanizes and makes everyone conform and be a number. John, you're absolutely right on every single point. And with taverns, the thing that I would like to add to that is most taverns, your local bars, they're local. So you talk about what things are going on locally, usually middle class, family owned, privately owned. Yeah. The government doesn't want that anymore, or at least the Democrats don't. I've got my question about some Republicans too, though, because there are too many Republicans that are caving into all this. But I do have to let you know that our Republicans here in Nevada, they're trying. But they're outnumbered. And they don't have the support they need. So maybe send them a note of thanks. Let's start off the week with a little bit of a positive note. By sending a positive note. That'd be nice. John, thank you so much for the email. I appreciate that. But I have one more thing that's going to blow your mind that I want you to think about. I heard this over the weekend as I was going through all of my different sources. And one woman had the theory about AI. Because we've had artificial intelligence that has been pretty much running our lives for years now. And you have to know what we have and what we see. That's just what they want us to see. If you work in the government, if you work in the sciences, you know it is far greater advanced than what we see. The talking pets and all that, pet cams and you know, all that other BS that's put out on the market. So her theory was that they want everyone wearing masks and getting them back out into public and wearing masks so that cameras and the AI can learn and adapt at how to identify people. Now think about this. They had us sit down when you get your driver's license and you have to, ugh, I hate this. You have to pull your hair behind your ears so your ears show. I hate putting my hair behind my ears. Not that I have big ears or anything, but I just hate it. And that was a way for AI to map your face. That's how they're going to recognize us. That's how the government says, okay, we're looking for this person. They're in the airport. Boom, that's where they are right there. Facial recognition. Well, what if you don't have facial recognition? How does the government find you in a crowd? The computer analysis needs to find other things. It needs to pinpoint other things. It needs to be able to map the shape of your head, your shoulders, your height, your width, and start recognizing people in other ways. They had the facial recognition down, so now we need physical recognition. It's just a thought. I'm just putting it out there. But I also thought it very creepy that in the middle of the night last night, they played the movie I Am Legend. If you don't know about the movie with Will Smith called I Am Legend, you might want to watch it for yourself because it's all about vaccines, all about those chemicals you're putting in your body and changing the RNA. And guess what? That's exactly what Bill Gates wants to do right now. I know this all sounds like a horrible Hollywood movie. And maybe that's what we're all living in. But he says it himself. I've played the audio on the air before. They want to change your RNA. And they explain that if they change your RNA, it will give your body a better chance of being able to fight off these diseases. Okay, first off, we wouldn't have to be fighting off these diseases if they would stop making them in the labs. It's common sense. They make things in the lab so they can come up with the cures. All the cures are already out there. It's about monetizing everything. You do not want Bill Gates and whoever else he's working with tampering with your RNA, with your DNA. Think about this. Your DNA is who you are, who makes you uniquely you. Why would you let anybody stick a needle in your arm knowing that that's going to alter it? I'm just saying. Minority Report, Demolition Man, I Am Legend. It's like the information was subliminally put out to us, but nobody paid attention. And for every single thing that the government has told us is not true, has all turned out to be true. Even the contrails, but they don't call them contrails. That's atmospheric alteration. Oh, okay. Well, either way, they're putting aluminum in the air. Aluminum in the air, fluoride in your water. What more can we take? Poisons in your food. Go look at some children's cereal boxes. I mean, honestly, would you eat formaldehyde? It's in food. That disgusting stuff that you get embalmed with. It's in food. Eat healthy. Eat natural. Get away from the processed stuff. Because we are just poisoning ourselves. Our body is already equipped to handle these diseases. We are the perfect machine. All of these viruses, we get sick, we get through it, we have herd immunity, we move on. So why would you want to change that? It's an inconvenience to just be held up in bed for a couple of days? Wow. They say people who won't wear masks are selfish. I say people who wear masks are selfish. Because you are at the root of the destruction of this country. Because you are following them. You are doing what you are told. And I saw the best meme the other day. It was people in their little cages out in a big concert field for social distancing. Everybody had their little cage areas. And then it showed a picture of a sheep farm with all the little sheep separated out into their little pens. It looked identical. And that's just what it is. We'll be back with another email from Chris talking about vacations right after this. Thanks for being here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. No furloughs, no layoffs, no pay cuts. Thank goodness. It's just the way we are. People still coming into the office. People still working. Oh, we need to give something away. I haven't given anything away in forever. And guess what? Mac Taylor, the author that I've had on the show a couple of times about his very good book about losing our freedoms in this country, he sent me a stack of books. So we need to give them away. We might have to do that in just a minute. First off, though, I want to share this email with you from Chris. Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you want to shoot me an email. My wife and I had to cancel our Europe vacation this year. We went to Lassen National Park last week. Love that place. Love, love, love that place. That's from me. I'm all over that. That's a great place to go. What an experience. All campsites were reserved, but were only 50% occupied. About 80% of the campers were wearing masks. We are out in the middle of a forest, and people are scared of COVID. We went on a trail, and a couple coming the other way froze about 200 feet from us, turned around, and put on their masks. They then continued to walk past us. I just laughed. I would have done the same thing, Chris. I thought, how odd, except it continued happening throughout our vacation in the park. People look away, don't say hi, and unsocially distance. I then took note of all the license plate frames on the vehicles. All the people who were paranoid had Bay Area plate frames. All the people who did not wear masks had plates from Nevada, Utah, Idaho. It revealed to me that these people range in age from 15 plus and are so very scared that this pandemic will not go away quickly for them, even if the government told them everything is okay now. Well, Chris, on a side note there, the government basically has said everything is okay without coming out and saying it. The numbers have been redacted. More information on all the false positives. More information on people dying of different diseases, of natural causes, but being listed as COVID deaths. So overinflated those numbers. 800,000 worldwide. Still haven't made it up to the flu numbers yet. But that's a side note, and people are still wearing their masks. I then went to the campground market, bought a few items, placed the items on the counter behind the plastic shield. The employee, who did not wear gloves, scanned everything, took my money, gave me change. I asked for a bag, and he handed me a bag. I said, "I have to bag?" He said, "Because of COVID." I said, "You touched the items I touched. You took my money, gave my change to me, and now you can get COVID from bagging my items that are from your store?" Some people have just stopped thinking. Chris, you hit the nail on the head. People have shut down. They have stopped thinking rationally. They have stopped the analysis of everything that is going on in their own minds and in their own lives. Really. Stop and think about this. This was a man-made virus. There's proof of that. You listen to epidemiologists, you listen to biologists. This is not something that jumped from animals and worked its way into the human system. It was taken from animals and it was mutated. And unfortunately, I have a feeling it actually may have started here in this country. And then was taken by Chinese operatives here because of a little rule that they couldn't work on it anymore here. And the university was about to get caught. So it was smuggled out of the country and it was taken to China to perfect. And that's where it was released. You have to start looking at the facts. We'll be back after this.